The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and in the spotlight today, Malaysia's politics. That's after a rare bipartisan truce has been called in Malaysia's fractured political landscape.
That's, of course, after Malaysia's government and the opposition Pakatan Harapan leaders signed a historic memorandum of understanding for the sake of political stability. What does this all mean? Well, we have Adib Zalkapli, director of Bauer Group Asia in Kuala Lumpur, joining us on the phone right now.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Okay, so talk us through the details of the MOU on this bipartisan cooperation. What are some of the key takeaways for you here?
Well, it's a very detailed agreement. You know, it's basically a government's legislative agenda presented to the opposition, and it, at the same time, it is also effectively a confidence and supply agreement, because I think part of the agreement is that the opposition also has the responsibility to support government's budget following consultation, and also not to defeat government's bill. But on the government's part, there's a commitment to table bills to limit the prime minister's term, introduce anti-party hopping laws, and as well as introduce the necessary laws to lower the voting age. So it's essentially a reaffirmation of parliamentary process.
Adib, given the political fighting between the parties over the last, well, almost 2 years now, or maybe even longer than that, how will this memorandum of understanding enable all political differences to be put aside? Is that even possible?
Well, it's still early days, but the you rightly put the context there that I think we've seen 18 months of fighting. But I'd like to go way before that. As you know, Malaysia has had decades of powerful executive, very powerful government, and very powerful prime ministers in the past who that have, I think, allowed parliament to lose its independence and its ability to perform its key role, which is to hold the government to account and robustly debate government's legislation. So looking at that context, you know, over two decades of undermining the parliamentary process, so the agreement is a good start, you know, to hopefully restore parliament's independence.
Adib, let's put all of this in perspective, because we are in the middle of a pandemic, and the king has expressed that he wants MPs to focus on efforts to fight COVID-19. Are lawmakers now focused on achieving this together?
Well, I mean, if we zoom on the government efforts to fight the pandemic, I think generally MPs are united. There are some disagreements, especially on in the past. There are some disagreements on financial assistance, cash transfers to the low income groups. But the government efforts to fight the pandemic, I think, have never been politicized to the point that the measures to fight the pandemic, you know, whether it's vaccination or improving hospital capacity, are derailed. If there are any disagreements, it's all about resources. For example, you know, certain states are, you know, complaining about lower vaccine supply. You know, certain states are talking about hospital resources. So, in a way, yes, they are united in fighting the pandemic. If there's any issue, it's, at this stage, it's a competition for resources.
We're speaking to Adib Zulkapli, director of Bauer Group Asia, about the ongoing situation, political situation in Malaysia. Adib, the deal outlines that Parliament will not be dissolved before August of 2022, meaning Malaysia will not have to face a general election for at least another year. What's been the reaction to this, especially as this is the second prime minister Malaysians haven't voted for since 2018?
In a way, it's a good thing. I think this is the first time that a sitting prime minister is setting an expiry date, if you like. You know, legally, the prime minister can serve until the end of the current parliament's term, which is sometime in mid-third quarter of 2023. But by agreeing to this agreement, where parliament will not be dissolved before August 2022, so it's implicitly saying that this government may expire by then, meaning that parliament will be dissolved and general election will be called. So it's always good to have an expiry date, especially for a prime minister from a party that did not win the last general election. And I think if you look at the mistake of his predecessor, who also became a prime minister following post-election coalition realignment, I think the biggest mistake at that time was not to set a timeline for parliament, dissolution of parliament.
Okay, well, Adib, thank you so much for joining us today to share all of your insights and analysis on what's happening over in Malaysia and the political scene there where you are. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Adib Zulkapli, director of Bauer Group Asia. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.